I'm trying to grab some.
Susie Burrell has run the Fisherman's Net Cafe and Gift Shop on Petersburg's Main Street for the past 3 years. The cafe's closed up for the afternoon after serving breakfast and lunch, and we sit at one of the tables in the front area. Burrell also sells clothing and gifts here, and for the past year or so, she's also sold smoking pipes, bongs, and medicinal oil products.
Well, when we found out that my business falls on the one block that falls within the 500, or, you know, falls outside the 500-foot range, because I wasn't going to until we found that out, and it would be kind of a no-brainer if you didn't go for it, you know what I mean? So that's kind of how it all came about.
Under new state regulations, pot businesses have to be 500 feet from schools, rec centers, churches, and jails. And that left only a few sites in Petersburg's downtown area as a possibility. Burrell is among hundreds in Alaska who have started the license application process with the state, but she's the first in the Petersburg area. Other than hers, the closest applications in this area are from Prince of Wales Island and Wrangell. The state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office has a map on its website with the applications for licenses that are under consideration. Burrell plans to operate a retail marijuana store at the back of her restaurant. The next step in the process for her is a requirement to post a notice in the window of her business and in the local newspaper announcing her intention to open a retail pot store. She wants to make clear that that part of her business will be 40 feet off of Main Street and not in the front section of her restaurant.
People are going to misunderstand. They're going to see that sign up there on that window. They're going to think I'm talking about right here and right facing on Main Street, and it's not. Is that space is going to be in the alleyway. It's going to, entry is going to be in the alley, which I think is just totally fitting.
Burrell is calling her business the 420, a reference to the time of day that pot smokers like to light up, and a name she thinks won't be obvious and in the face of people who don't want a pot business in town. She says she already has had pushback from local residents.
I did from the beginning when I started the smoke shop.
Yeah.
I've lost business in the restaurant part of it, you know, even though I've tried to keep it over there and there's signs over there. I've never sold to anybody under 21.
Burrell says she wants to wall off the back part of her business from the restaurant and will look into having a walled-in outdoor space if she's allowed to have people smoke on that site. However, she doesn't plan to open up her new business right away for several reasons. For one, the state doesn't plan to start approving retail pot licenses until September. Businesses also have to pay a $5,000 a year license fee, and Burrell doesn't expect to have a source of tested marijuana that quickly.
Yeah, right. Me, I actually have already decided that because the longevity and when the growers actually get to start growing, there's probably not going to be anything available until the end of the year. There's no use putting out $5,000 this year. So I'll turn in my paperwork January 1st, 2017.
Burrell sees the new industry as a great opportunity. She likens it to gold mining because it's a gamble and maybe a chance to get rich.
Honestly, when I started the Fisherman's Net Cafe, I did it because I had to. I'd hurt, had back surgery. Nobody'd hire me. So I did this. And I'm almost 60 now. I have no retirement whatsoever. So this is, I've always tried to work to take care of myself and not have anybody else have to be in that situation. So maybe this is my retirement, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll make enough to be able to not worry about it so much, you know?
Burrell thinks the bulk of her business will be from tourists visiting Petersburg. She doesn't think her legal sales will have any impact on illegal underground sales in the community. There are still many things that have to happen, though, before there is a pot shop in downtown Petersburg. The local borough will be considering an ordinance for marijuana businesses next month. And state lawmakers are considering legislation that would impact the industry. One bill includes a necessary change to allow the state to do nationwide background checks on licensed applicants. That's something required in the new state regulations. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.